creator of the universe, who spoke the world into place, looked down and said, Taylor, I'm going to die for you. Yeah. How amazing that is. Because he loved me, my Savior died. He died for me. I'm thankful for it.
Yeah.
At this time, unless somebody else has something, at this time we'll have our choir come down. And we'll turn it over to our pastor.
We'll say again, it's wonderful to be in God's house. Thank God for that good choir singing. And again, it was wonderful this morning. Thank the Lord for it again tonight. Good to be here. Again, if we got any visitors, glad to have you. We want to just do everything we can in God's power to have the meeting tonight that God wants us to have. If you would, just all stand with me for a minute. If you've got unspoken requests, might just show it by raising your hand. Amen. There are many. And as there ought to be, I'm glad that there are many. Now, if you've got a spoken request, we got a lot of unspoken. If you've got a spoken request, something that you want to make known, you go ahead and make that request. Right. Right. Amen. Remember that. Amen. Remember that. We got a lot of sick folks. Let's pray for all of them.
Jerry Austin's wife, she's in hospital, has extremely high blood pressure and kind of confused.
All right. Pray for the Austins, Jerry and his wife. Remember them. Any more? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Thankful for that. Keep praying for Brother Creed. Any more? Let's really lift this service up to the Lord as we pray tonight. Let's just pray and pray for whoever sings, if somebody sings a special, and if somebody preaches, pray for the preacher and just pray for God's will to be done. Let's obey the Lord tonight with everything within us is. Any others? If not, I'm going to ask David Money to lead us.
Whatever might be accomplished, we will praise and honor them for your name.
I thank the Lord for that prayer, and let's keep praying. Obey the Lord. Who feel like singing a special tonight? If you got a song on your heart or songs, let's come and mind the Lord. Even if you got a testimony, share it. If God give it to you, it's for a reason. It's to obey the Lord, whatever you got tonight. We'll wait a little bit. You got something, mind the Lord. Let's pray for him. Pray for him while he comes. Appreciate it. Appreciate that song, boy. Got a reason to praise him. Pray for Brother Mike.
Thank God for saving my soul.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me. There came a sound from heaven.
Yeah.
Like a mighty rushing wind, it filled their hearts with singing, gave them peace within. The Master gave this promise, the Spirit will descend, and from your inner being a river with no end. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to this water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There came a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her heart was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. But then she met the Master, who told of her great sin. And if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to the water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Amen. That's good.
Thank the Lord for that song. Thank the Lord for that river. Anybody else feel like singing? Appreciate those songs. Anybody else? You're welcome. Feel like it. All right, nobody else feel like singing. We'll open this up to the preachers. Thank God for our preachers. We say that often, but it deserves to be said. I thank God that it's like it is. Thank God for our preaching, brother. So whichever one of you fellas got the message tonight, just come ahead and mind the Lord and feel your liberty and feel your freedom. Just follow Him, and the Lord will take care of the rest. Whichever one of you, let's pray. Appreciate it.
I desperately need your prayers, church. I just get so nervous. All I want to do is follow the Lord tonight. I don't ever want to get up here because that's what Jeremy Martin wants to do. I want to get up here because that's what God's calling me to do. And I've just got just a little impression tonight. And I'm going to do my best and try and follow Him. And if we're wrong, we'll sit back down. But we're going to be in the third chapter of Exodus tonight. And I appreciate what Taylor said and what he sang about this evening. It reminded me of that song the youth group sings, I Have Been Blessed. It says, if the pen of the writer could write every day, even his words could never contain how I've been blessed. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams tonight, and all I want to do is just glorify him. So we're going to be in the third chapter of Exodus, and we're going to be starting in verse number 4. Third chapter of Exodus, verse number 4. And it says, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see God, called, I'm sorry, I ought to give some context before I start. I apologize. But here we're in Exodus, and we're talking about Moses when he was with the burning bush. That's where we're at tonight. So this is Moses when he first looked upon that burning bush. So I'll start back over in that fourth verse. It says, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not high nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. I'm thankful for that tonight. And you just really pray, church. All I want to do is follow the Lord. And like I said, if we don't get nowhere, we'll sit back down. But in that fourth verse, I love what it starts out by saying, Moses, Moses. That's the first thing God says to him. God knew who he was talking to and wanted to make sure that Moses knew he was talking to him. And I thought, how good is it that the God of all creation knows Moses' name? And how thankful I am tonight that I've heard God say a few times, Jeremy, Jeremy, he knows my name. I've thought a few times, I'll be honest, when I was younger, I really held a lot of these good godly men, a lot of these oak trees up on a pedestal. And every now and then, I'd hear some of these oak trees and they'd say, oh, hey, Jeremy. And I'd turn around and I thought, oh my goodness, they know my name. They know who I am. They were famous to me. That was better than any celebrity or anything else. Was a good godly man knew who Jeremy Martin was. That made me excited. But nothing beats the God of all creation knowing who Jeremy Martin is. I'm thankful tonight that God has said many a times, Jeremy, Jeremy, he spoke directly to me. And it goes on and it says, and he said, here am I. Moses didn't have to wonder who was talking to him that night. It doesn't say Moses said, who art thou? Who's talking to me? All he said was, here am I. There's been a few times, Taylor, that I've been wondering and God's been talking to me. And I thought, well, is that me? Is that me just talking to myself? Am I getting in the way? But there's been a few times when I've known beyond a shadow of a doubt who was talking to me, that God was wanting to get my attention about something. When God is on the scene, he will let you know. I'm thankful for that, but it goes on. Let me flip back here. It goes on and it says, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I got thinking about that holy ground. I called Taylor about it the other night. It said in there that ground, Moses was just walking around in Egypt. Right before God came down to that burning bush, that land was just dry, barren desert. That's all it was. There was nothing holy about it. But when God came on the scene, he sanctified that ground and made that ground holy. It didn't take nothing but a second. The minute that God came down, instantly, he made that holy ground. He sanctified it. I'm thankful tonight when the moment God entered into my soul, he sanctified it right in the minute. It didn't take a lot of work. I didn't have to go to any classes. I didn't have to get dunked in any water. He sanctified me that very moment that he came into my soul. I'm thankful for that tonight. I also love that God told him that he had to take off his shoes. And I thought, why did he have to take off his shoes? And I'm sure there's a little bit more to it than I know. I'm pretty positive of that. But I thought the reason he had to take his shoes off was because God told him to do it. To be honest with you, he had to take his shoes off because God told him to do it. That's the way that God told him to get to that holy ground. He could not have done it. I firmly believe if Moses would have left his shoes on, that Moses probably would have perished. That's what I think. Because he had to obey God. He was standing on holy ground. There's only one way to get to heaven this morning. I'm sorry, this evening. It's through obeying God. I can't do it any other way. I have to be called by him. I can't just decide one day that I'm going to go to this altar because I want to get saved. I prayed and prayed. We prayed and prayed for Taylor for a long time. And I can remember saying, God, I don't know why you won't call him because it wasn't time yet. But when the moment that God called him, I can remember Taylor going to that altar. He obeyed the Lord. When he stood at the door and knocked, he opened that door. We have to come God's way and only God's way. We can't come our way. Well, I'll keep going here just a little bit. And it says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. I'm thankful tonight that God sees our afflictions. It's not just something that he's heard through the grapevine. It's not just hearsay that he's heard that the Israelites are having a hard time in Egypt. It wasn't just something that he heard the prayers of his people and thought, well, maybe I ought to investigate it. He said, I have seen the affliction of my people. I'm thankful tonight that I'm a part of God's people and he knows my affliction. It says in there, it says, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. Yeah. Not only does he know that I'm afflicted, he knows what's causing my affliction. Yeah. He knows everything about it. We ought to go to him with every single one of our afflictions because he cares about it. Yeah. It says here that I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land unto a good land and unto a land flowing with milk and honey. I've just imagined this scene. I don't think it says this in the Bible anywhere. This is just Jeremy's imagination. But I imagine that Moses went back to the children of Israel and told them, I've talked to God and he's come down. He's going to come and rescue you out of this bondage and that he's going to take you out of this land. And I can imagine those Israelites saying, but Moses, where will we go? And I imagine Moses saying, well, I've heard of a land. I've heard of a land where there's no more bondage. There's no more affliction. That it's full of milk and honey. I'm thankful tonight that I'm going to that land one of these days. That I've got a promised land where God's told me there's no more affliction. There's no more death. There's nothing else to worry about. That I've got a home over yonder that's waiting for me. And every now and then when I get weary, when I get sad, he takes me back to that moment when he saved my soul. He takes me back to that night over at my grandma's house, sitting in the back of that Ford Explorer, and when I was begging for a Savior, when I was begging for just a little bit of mercy, he came and saved me. I tell you what, I got baptized with Jordan Martin. It's one of my favorite memories of all time that I got baptized with one of my best friends. But when I need to be reminded that I'm a child of a king, he don't take me back to that baptistry. He takes me back to that Ford Explorer when he saved my soul. That baptistry is all good and well, and I love it. I love what baptism stands for, but it don't stand for salvation. It's an outward expression of what God's done inwardly. I'm thankful tonight that I've got a land where I'm going when this life is o'er, and he's going to bless me, and I'm going to live with him for all eternity. It's good to be here tonight. That's all I've got on my heart. I'm going to turn it back over to my pastor.
Amen. Let's all stand. Let's get us a song. Thank the Lord for the preaching. That's the gospel. And I'm telling you what, God is just as real here today as he was back there at the burning bush. And you can have him just as surely as Moses had him. And I feel like that God still talks just as powerfully. Jeremy preached about this. Amen to what he preached. God still talks to people. And I tell you what, God can let you know who he is. Satan will try to confuse you, but God can straighten it out. Now, if you're here tonight and you're lost, we'd encourage you to come and pray and ask God to save you. If you're here tonight and you've been saved, but you're not where you need to be, come and get renewed up tonight. Sing when you're ready. Somebody, I think, needs to come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Come. Obey the Lord. Let God have His way. Why turn God away? Doesn't make sense. Come while God's calling. When He's calling, you can get acquainted with Him. That's when you can. That's the only time you can. Obey the Lord. Would you come tonight? Come. Please obey the Lord. Obey Him tonight. Please come. Let God have His way in your life. Amen. Amen. Please come. His yoke is easy and His burden light. Amen.
I just felt like just real quick. It says that God saw the afflictions of His people and came down to rescue them and to deliver them. Sometimes when God tells us to move, we think that this altar is a place just for the lost, or it's just a place to come and tell the church you're sorry. But I tell you, I've found peace. I've found a sweet relaxation when I've come to this altar. He's rescued me and delivered me. It doesn't matter if you've done wrong or if you've been trying your best and you just feel like you've been afflicted. If the Lord's coming, calling you to come to this altar, I beg of you to come this night.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Sing us another couple of verses at least. And obey the Lord. Just come if God's calling you. That's real clear what Jeremy said. Please do that. Just please obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Please. Come while He calls. Amen. He will give you rest. Would you like to have rest? Come to Jesus. He can handle it. Good preaching, good spirit here. Just wonderful to see everybody here tonight. We've got a great crowd. And God's here again. I appreciate God being here, and I appreciate all the people being here. And when we come together and we hook up with God, I'll tell you what, that's a special time. And I appreciate the services that God's been giving us and is giving us. Let's just keep praying. We got so many people needs to come, needs to get saved, needs to get life straightened up. Probably got some needs to join church. But church, just press on, press on. Don't give up a bit. Just keep pressing on. We got a lot that needs to happen. Now, anybody else got anything on their heart that you didn't want to say or do on your heart? Has God given you anything? Let me mention this to you. God willing, we'll be having a baptizing next Sunday morning, a week from today, in the morning service. And when service is over in here tonight, when we're dismissed, we'll have a brotherhood meeting out in the auditorium out there, fellowship hall. And so our men that wants to go out there with us to do that. And pray much. Anything else? Sure good to be here tonight. if nothing else. Yeah, I announced we're going to have a brotherhood meeting. Okay, that's all right. Yeah, I announced we're going to have a brotherhood meeting when we leave here. Yeah. Amen. That's right. Okay, anything else? All right. If not, Bob Morrison to pray benediction. Yeah, Lord.
We thank you, God, for the school. We thank you for the pastor. We thank you, God, for the church. All of our
Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord.